from Marketplace. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. The president is in the UK, where British politicians from left and right were startled by a series of blunt comments on Brexit he made yesterday. Here's Trump talking to the Sun newspaper, responding to Prime Minister Theresa May's recently announced outline for Brexit.
Now, if they do that, I would say that that would probably end a major trade relationship with the United States.
End a major trading relationship with the United States. He also said Theresa May was wrecking Brexit. Then just this morning, the president told reporters at a press conference that he and May had a very, very strong, very good relationship. Marketplace's Jed Kim has more on the president's trip.
President Trump's trip was always going to be a tightrope walk for Theresa May. Britain's due to leave the European Union next year, and it urgently needs new bilateral trade deals. The U.S. would be a massive get. Jeffrey Anderson teaches European studies at Georgetown.
The U.S. seems to be pushing for an agreement that would pull the U.K. much more toward the U.S. with regulations and product standards.
But that's not going to happen with May's current Brexit plan, which ties Britain to EU regulations for years to come. The president wants to maximize U.S. exports to Britain. Duncan Edwards is CEO of the trade organization British American Business. He says the EU rules exclude many American products.
Currently, the way that the majority of chicken meat is prepared in the U.S. is not allowed to be sold in the U.K. There are also rules around genetically modified crops and so on.
Whatever happens with Brexit and a possible UK-US trade deal will happen long after President Trump leaves on Sunday. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.